I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be a fascinating one. In my view, ET Yoga has been providing cutting-edge scientific information for over a decade, and tonight will be no exception. We're going to be getting into subjects related to objective reality, the simulation that we live in. We'll be touching upon the Civil War timeline, as well as talking about some of the current medical situation in with respect to the shedding that's going on related to the bioweapon that's masquerading as a vaccine. And we'll also be getting into, hopefully with time remaining, a few comments about the most recent UFO disclosure information. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. Always sets the tone for the rest of the evening, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari.
Hari Om.
Hari, Hari, 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 Hari
Om. Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari
Om. Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari
Om. Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari
Om. Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari
Om. Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari
Om. Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari
Om. Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari,
Om. Hari, Om. Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari, Om. Hari, Om. Hari, Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari Om. Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Oh.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, one of my spiritual teachers. He was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. He taught the real yoga, the yoga meaning you, union of you and your higher self, and the branches of yoga that most people consider the only yoga. They consider the Hatha Yoga, which is a small branch of the real yoga. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And he was one of my spiritual teachers. And of course, the yogic teachings combined with the extraterrestrial teachings to form the marriage that's called ET Yoga. And I'd like to extend an invitation to the ET Yoga listening audience to contact me concerning any questions you may have related to tonight's program or any other program that's in our archives. And I'm very pleased to answer those questions to the best of my ability. No strings attached, no charges. And another free service that's available on ET Yoga is access to the archive information. So you go to BBS Radio, ET Yoga. Once you reach that page on your internet, you scroll down to the archives, just click on the archives. And for example, tonight's program will usually appear the following Tuesday after the Saturday presentation. And they are listed and tagged with headline information. And I know a lot of people enjoy that service because they can go to the archive and take their time to listen to or write down information that's been presented during the week. And I'd also like to express and share my email so you can contact me, and that's at paperfungo. PAPERFUNGO at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO at yahoo.ca. And don't think you're wasting my time to share successes that you've had utilizing information, concepts, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. And there will be some presented this evening. And I'd also like to express my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you and for being able to resonate with the information. Because in this reality, you need to be a match in frequency for what you experience. So much thanks to the ET Yoga listening audience for making a big difference just being you. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is presented as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should know that I applaud your efforts, especially in these times, to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability given your particular circumstance. Because our entire society is being taken over by AI. And so many people are addicted totally to AI. They don't use AI. AI is using them. And it's time that a lot of people wake up about what's happening in that regard. In fact, the Tibetan Pleiadians have suggested that the only reason you should be visiting a doctor is if it's a life or death situation. Interesting comment coming from 5D Tibetan Pleiadians. Now, getting into the topics for tonight's program. Well, it's amazing, you know, that for years and years I've been presenting information on ET yoga that's way ahead of the curve, way ahead of what's being taught in universities, way ahead, in my opinion, of any other single source of cutting-edge science that's now being proven that you heard about on this program for like 10 years. And how appropriate that current science this year awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics to three physicists who proved that local realism is false. In other words, there is no objective reality. And what's real is the experience. And also, new science also suggests that we're living in a simulation. Now, the fact that is provable, about I've been presenting this for a long time. In fact, back in 1990, Bashar wrote a book called Blueprint for Change that talked about this concept about objective reality. And I've been saying this on ET Yoga since about 2007. And Bashar presents himself as an extraterrestrial coming from the Asasani civilization and channeled information through Daryl Anka. And definitely in his book, he stated that there's no objective reality and what is real is the experience. And also the Tibetan Pleiadians this year stated that we live in a simulation. And the interesting thing about that is that, okay, science is now coming up with the fact that it is a simulation. But, well, if there's a simulation, who created it? You know, duh. Okay, it just didn't happen. It's part of nature here. The simulation would be similar to like sitting down at a computer and creating a reality scenario, a program like they've been experimenting with. It's reality here is no more real than that. It's the experience that's real. The simulation is not. And according to the most recent information from Tibetan Pleiadians, this was created, the simulation, by them about 12,500 years ago. And it was to keep the Alpha Draconians trapped on the Earth. So I'm not only telling you that there's a simulation, I'm telling you approximately when it was created, who created it, and why they created it. And it's not some BS story like they give you about when the science that's being taught in your universities, they talk about Egypt. And now there's a big controversy in science because they've discovered now, and if you listen to Greg Braden, you can check this out, the science has now discovered that the erosion on the Sphinx and the pyramids was not created by a wind erosion. It was created by water. And when did that water occur? Yeah, about 12,000 years ago, during the major flood. And according to Teget and Pleiadians, the Egyptian history is like at least 7,000 years beyond what the BS story that they give you in modern science and taught at your universities. In fact, they'll go so far as to say that the Sphinx alone is about 30,000 years old. And interesting to note that if this information isn't coming from extraterrestrials, then who's it coming from that they're so far ahead of what current science is? They're talking about no objective reality for the last 30 years. They're talking about that that we live in a simulation. And I guess in theory, it doesn't prove that they're ETs. And nor on ET Yoga have I ever postulated that position, that you need to listen to believe in ETs to listen to ET Yoga, because ET Yoga is not here to prove the presence of, or the existence of extraterrestrials that are contacting us. It's here to provide the information. And the show is not about me either. I think in the last 15 years, I've mentioned my name probably five times. This show is about the information. And if they're not ETs, they're right about this information. And every so often they come up and they prove, like the current controversy in science that's spearheaded largely by Greg Braden regarding some of our truer history, as well as cutting-edge science related to the reality that we live in. So it doesn't prove that these are ETs, but it proves their information's way ahead of the rest of us. So what's the difference where the information comes from? And that's what I've always said on ETOG. You check out the information, see if it's true, if it's valid or not, and then you continue to make your own decisions. And I guess, I go a step further by specifying on tonight's program actually how to function inside the simulation or the matrix. And this is material that the most advanced science on the planet is not even addressed. In their full attention has been on proving that we really live in a simulation, but they don't know who created the simulation or have knowledge of how to function in the simulation. And the key is in extraterrestrial information and in the Palladian concept that thought creates. Because most of the rules that are related to how you function inside the matrix relate to beliefs. And the master code for this information had been kept in the mystery schools for about 2,000 years. So this information was known 2,000 years ago. And was made popular about 15 years ago, but of course didn't make any mainstream news, as the cabal that's in control of this earth is not about providing the population with ways of defeating the power and control of the cabal. And that's why ET Yoga is here, to provide you with that information. And on tonight's telecast, I'll go into detail about 21 ultimate truths of reality. They'll give you the keys and rules of how to operate inside the matrix and offer two techniques. One technique created by me to improve your quality of life in the here and now, and one technique expounded by no one else to allow you to an escape route in the afterlife. So this information, again, will not be out there, provable in science. Probably take them another 15 years before they prove, or if they prove that who created the simulation, why they created it, when they created it, and the rest of the story. But it'll be presented here because this is cutting edge information that you're receiving on ET Yoga. And by the way, a lot of really valuable extraterrestrial information is available at cosmicagency@odyssey.com and at swaruu.org. That's swaruu.org. You know, for those of high enough frequency to appreciate the information. And it's, I find it really interesting that they've got about, 6,000 subscribers, I guess, to those channels. But I mean, this is high information. And it gives you, they've got so many subjects that gives you a totally different perspective on our history, as well as cutting edge science, as well as new things that are happening. Incredible information. I highly recommend you check that out. It's really interesting about information, you know. It's like, I'll make a few comments about the disclosure information that's now coming out in Congress and some of the testimony there, you know, about that we've recovered ET bodies and da-da-da-da-da. And, of course, the slant on all that is, as far as I'm concerned, the spin's going to be negative. They're going to show you the bodies of some Zeta Reticulans or Grays. And they're going to, as they've already come up with, is that now based on the testimony that this proves that they're a threat to the security of the United States. What a load of garbage. Yeah, what a load of garbage. Let me tell you, folks, there's no extraterrestrial race looking to take over the Earth. It's already been taken over by an extraterrestrial race. The Alpha Draconians have been operating and controlling this planet behind the scenes for the last 12,500 years, because the reason that they're here is that the Pleiadians trapped them inside this matrix. And they, for the most part, have lived underground, for the most part, and control through their proxies, the Cabal and the Illuminati and these other people, some of them who look human, but the Alpha Draconians have the ability through not only their intent, but their technology to appear human while not being human. And many of the large corporations that exist on this planet are run by reptilians as well as certain governmental people as well. So, you know, wake up to what's really going on here. It's like we've already been taken over by an extraterrestrial species. That's the fact of the matter. And the whole idea about some of this disclosure information, as far as I'm concerned, will be ultimately to create a fear in the public, you know, and potentially to maybe be a precursor to a fake alien invasion, because up until this point, they didn't want you to believe in ETs, and they even ridiculed people who believe in extraterrestrials. But now all of a sudden, they're going to prove to everybody that, yeah, that they're real and that it's a real threat. And now I want to get into some of these concepts and rules that are related to functioning inside the matrix. Because as the Pleiadians have pointed out, basically this matrix that we're in, simulation that we live in, is basically a 3D projection on top of a 5D background. And the matrix itself is capable of reading your thoughts and emotions and matches you up frequency-wise to circumstances that we consider experiences here. And many of these experiences, as you'll note, and when I'm starting to go through these, these are called the ultimate truths of reality, because the reality is we live in a simulation. And this information was originally channeled by Gene Hatch of Mother Mary. That information was then kept in the mystery schools for close to 2,000 years. And I'm going to share with you these 21 concepts. First one is that prime creator, which is, or God, or all that is, or whatever label you want to give to try to define the infinite, because you can't define the infinite. But prime creator, God, all that is all that is. Therefore, I am prime creator expressing itself as me. That's the first one. Second, I am not striving for perfection, as I am already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. Three, nobody can create in my reality but me. Next one, everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. Next, as a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. Seven, everything happens for a reason. Eight, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. Nine, I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. And of course, all this relates to, for those that follow the information from The Secret. Number 10, I'm the only one there is. I'm not divided into parts. Number 11 is that all events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I'm experiencing negativity, then I chose it. 12, there's only one vibration, which is love. Fear is the illusion or the absence or lack of love. 13, I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. 14, how I feel is a reaction to what I believe. 15, all disease is caused by the denial of negativity. 16, there are no victims, there are only lessons. 17, I'm the only authority in my life. Therefore, by attempting to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. 18, every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. 19, at any given moment, I am either giving love or asking for love. 20, I am that which I create. And 21, which is my favorite, there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it's happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the experience of limitation as a direct result of my beliefs. And, as I've been saying for a lot of years, ET Yoga, the foundation concepts, are basically to share information related to a spiritual journey leading to the concept of self-realization, a concept that does not exist in modern-day religion. And that the other cornerstone is belief, because everything is created by beliefs. That's the world that we actually live in. And it's interesting to note that as far as I'm aware, never came across any of that kind of information in my educational experience. And I guess related to these concepts of beliefs, I've come to label three areas that I would consider the concept of what's called reality creation, because they relate to beliefs. And as it so turns out, the first level of reality creation is sort of like the hand we're dealt as we're born, because whatever family you were born in or your original caretakers, the first thing you're doing as a child is downloading information from that environment. So your original beliefs come from your original caregivers, and those beliefs manifest into experience. And if you want to know what you believe, what you need to do is take a look at what exactly has happened or is happening in your life, and you'll see exactly what you believe. Beliefs are not there to punish you. They're there to show you what you do believe. So I suggested for years that what you do is you get a piece of paper and pencil and write down some areas of your life that you're interested in or you want to know about, your current situation in certain areas that you choose, and then see what's happening. And then start doing your homework and trace the belief back to where you picked up that belief. And if you so choose to change the beliefs, because we can thank our original caregivers for those wonderful ideas and beliefs they gave us, but potentially some of those beliefs may no longer serve us, and some of them may not be, I guess, in some way or manner, not objectively correct, ones that we would like to change. And thus, we need to do the homework to reprogram those beliefs into our, basically, our mind or our brain. And then you can see that the changes that can take place from having a different belief. So the first area of reality creation is actually the beliefs that we downloaded. And those beliefs manifest into circumstances. Now, the second area that I call reality creation actually did pick up from Bashar years ago when he talks about positive circumstances and positive spin. And it's not the same as positive thinking. No, positive spin is about manipulating reality in a positive way. Because the basic fundamental premise is that all circumstances are neutral, that there are no built-in meanings to circumstances. And this is something that most people never crosses their mind. All circumstances are neutral. And the meaning you choose to believe, the meaning you choose to create in life, about your life, is what generates the particular type of circumstances you experience. And these reinforce, reflect, and represent the meanings you are creating. Given meaning is the actual act of creating creation itself. Giving meaning is the actual act of creation itself. To give meaning to something is to create it into existence in your particular experiential realm. The fundamental belief here is that all circumstances are neutral. So how do we get the experience from the circumstance? Well, it's because of the emotional spin and the definition we place on that circumstance. And the rule of thumb and information that comes from the extraterrestrial sources is that if you place a positive definition and a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you will have a positive experience. If you place a negative definition and a negative spin on an outer circumstance, you create a negative experience. So the idea here is, by using your awareness, you identified the situation and you placed the positive spin. And this is the second level of reality creation. And it's very subtle how this kind of works. And an example would be like you go to the train station and turns out you think you're on time, but the train just left. And it was like, you know, you're sitting on the side of the railway station there, and some people would, like, you know, be all angry and put a negative spin on the situation, whereas somebody else might go and have the exact same experience, but they put a positive spin on it, and all of a sudden another train shows up, and one of the first person that gets off is an old friend that you hadn't met and seen in 20 years, and it turned into a positive experience. This is how you can manipulate your reality to create a positive experience. So it is a form of reality creation that you can consciously effect. And I've challenged people ever since I started doing ET yoga is to write down when you attempt the positive spin techniques. Write them down. Some of them get solved right away. Some of them take time, depending on the subject or depending on the situation, they take time to resolve. Some take weeks, some take months, some maybe years, but many of these you'll see, can see the results. And when you see the results, it blows your mind because it actually works. That's the part that blows your mind. And I've been doing this for the last 20 years, and I can honestly say that I've never done put positive spin and it didn't work. In fact, a lot of times the situation just disappears. You might identify a problem, you put a positive spin, and all of a sudden the situation just gone. It's like, where was it? It just disappears from your reality. And of course, I always state the key here is placing a big emotion on it. So that, okay, internally you can think to yourself, well, here's the situation, and I'm mustering up a positive spin. Yeah! Like, get into it. Get into it with all your emotions. Put that big, juicy spin on it, the positive emotion. That's how it works. You know, if you're going to be really dull about it, well, maybe you don't have very much, you know, positive emotion. Get into it with your positive emotion. And this brings up the technique that I'm sharing, because we all know, or most of us know, that in science, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And what you put out, you get back. And I appreciate that. Now we've talked about, now this is the second level of reality creation, where you're taking an outer circumstance and you're actually manipulating it to suit your preference. And if you write these down, and even if you don't believe there's something positive here, you're just going to have to fake it till you make it. Because even if you don't see any positive way, there can be something positive coming from that circumstance. That's what you need to do, to say to yourself, well, look, I don't see any positive, any way that there's something positive going to come from this, but I'm going to give it a shot, you know, and I'm going to say, okay, this can be some kind of a, define it as some kind of a positive that I just don't know where what it is, and I just can't wait to find out what it is, and then put that positive emotion into it, and then wait until you see how the situation turns out and write it down. Prove it to yourself. That's the challenge. Prove it to yourself. Because, you know, the truth of the matter is it's not seeing is believing, like we've been told. No, it's believing is seeing. Yeah. So you believe it, you're going to see it. And this is also relates to this technique as well. As I say, is that the technique that I suggest to you is just go around 10 or 15 times a day, maybe when you're driving in your car and you're all by yourself so people don't think you're totally whacked, and just put out that positive energy. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, just put out that positive energy. You don't even need a reason. You don't have to have a reason. Just put out the energy. Because what you put out is going to come back. Outer circumstances really don't matter. Only your state of being matters. And what you put out is what you get back. So create the effect of being happy, and you will attract into your lives all the causes to support the happiness you have created. and just because you want to, not waiting for some external event to be the trigger. Like, you don't need a reason. Nobody said you have to be have a reason. You just choose it because you want to. That's the real secret right there. Everybody's waiting to hit the lottery so they can be happy. You know, it's like waiting for the government to officially adopt the fact that there's extraterrestrials exist, and then now they exist. No, they've been there all along. It's just that idiots in the population that seem to have the White House tell them that it's true. And here's another one, a little caveat to that, and that is that doubt is 100% total conviction in a negative reality. Doubt's a drop of poison, okay? Now, moving on to the third level of reality creation. Third level of reality creation is not where you're dealing with a particular circumstance. You're going to create a new circumstance. And that's tricky, in my opinion, okay? Let's call it challenging. Because basically what you want to do there is you want to attract yourself into the universal intelligence field. And then while you're in that state and in that environment, you can state your intentions, do your visualizations, because and use your imagination, because anything you imagine is real on some level. And then if you can focus on that intent, that image, in fact, to see an event as if it's already happened, is the secret to this method. But it's tricky. You got to play with it. And that's why I created the technique that I just shared, so that you can just put out the great energy and you're going to get it back. Well, you don't, maybe you won't know when you're going to get it back, or why you're going to get it back. So that would be the only difference between that and the third level of reality creation, is where you create a new circumstance based on your preferences. And as far as I'm concerned, that's like a, if you started off playing a guitar, this would be the master level. So, in creating your own realities, because we're all doing it, but for the most part, people aren't aware of it. I might also say that there's a critical juncture that people need to understand, and that is that the difference between the 3D reality, which is the reality of polarity, and going into 4 and 5D consciousness, if you don't understand this concept, you're not moving up. And this is the concept. It is your emotions, your definitions, your intentions, your beliefs that create the outer reality that you experience. Now, if you don't get that, or you don't believe that, it's fine, but you're going to be living in a world of polarity. That means everything's happening by chance. Probably you believe if you go in the ground, you're dead too. Because only 25% of Americans believe in reincarnation. No wonder half of them, they're questioning what sex they are. Because the fact is that in between incarnations, you chose not only the circumstances you were born in, the parents you were born with, but the sex that you were. So you want to know what sex you are, flip your pants down and take a look. That's what you chose. And the rest of this bullshit, I don't want anything to do with. It's not like you were going to try and change your mind now. You already decided which sex you were going to be. And this, they got people so screwed up in this world today that half of them think the world's flat, and the rest of them don't even know, are in the Q category. They're questioning and pushing all this crap on their children as well. I mean, you go back in history and interview people, and they would consider this modern-day society is so stupid, it's beyond belief. 2/3 of this planet's being turned into a different species and they don't even know it. That's a state of ridiculousness that's happening. Now, I do want to touch upon, while I'm going there, a little bit about the shedding topic, because there's another subject that most people don't know snot about. Some of the most current research now is showing that a lot of unvaccinated people are showing similar blood to the vaccinated. No kidding. Because if you're sensitive enough, you can tell the people who are shedding. Certain people are way more sensitive than others, so they can spot them like 10 feet away. The fact of the matter is that these people that are vaccinated, they're developing this spike protein, this toxicity is exuding out of their bodies, and it affects other people. Now, each of us has a different tolerance level. So, some people are more sensitive than others. Some people will catch or eat more easily, assimilate some of these other symptoms and this replicating hydrogel that's in these, what I call victims of this bioweapon. And they're shedders. And if you're in close contact with them, like in close quarters, like at work, or you're spend a lot of time around a lot of people, you need some protection, because this is a big, big problem. And I can't tell you how many people I know that are having sex with the vax. It's the same as a sexually transmitted disease. You have sex with the vax, you're vaxxed. Like, use your brain. They're exuding these toxicities and all this crap through their sweat and through their bodily fluids and everything else. Were you going to share that with somebody indiscriminately? You're insane and dumber than a sack of rocks. Give your head a shake, and everybody should be telling these young people and the kids, you got to be a little bit careful about who you're having sex with. No, it's absolutely mind-boggling, and nobody's talking about the shedders. You can find it on the alternate news. You go look at GoRense.com, R-E-N-S-E.com. Look on the right-hand column and scroll down to some of these articles about shedding. Blow your mind. Absolutely blow your mind. There are pets that are dying from being around these shedders. Young children are picking it up from their parents, or the ones that are vaxxed, even if the young kids aren't. And this is another atrocity that's happening, is we've got these bioweapons on part of the schedule for our children to take as part of their vaccine schedule. This is insanity. Now, I want to touch a little bit on that timeline I was going to, about the Civil War. I was listening to Super Soldier Talk with James Rink. And one of the super soldiers who was involved with Montauk and the chair and was doing time travel. And they've been doing some time travel as well. This is another subject that's not brought up to the public. But the bottom line is, yes, they've done some time travel. And apparently, the cabal didn't like the real result of the Civil War, which is that the South won, because it has more to do with states' rights, which is what the Civil War was fought about. It, and even that, I guess they get this correct now in the colleges. They talk about that the primary reason wasn't about slavery, which they try to make everybody believe, which isn't so. It was about states' rights. And in the original timeline, the United States became the Confederate States of America. So the cabal went back and changed the timeline. Now, when you go back in time and you change events, you don't really change the current timeline. What you do is you create an alternative timeline where that change takes place. So they went back and gave the Northern generals what would come down to basically aerial surveillance of the Southern troops and eventually changed the outcome of the war. And there is a timeline where the South won the Civil War, which I think this is quite fascinating. And it also gives you an idea of how these timelines can function. Now, obviously, there's no objective proof of this, kind of related to something like the Mandela effect, where there was a merging of two timelines. And this is what we live in currently, is a combination of, and there still is proof of, or residual proof of the old timeline that it still exists in the current one. Kind of like Carl Sagan. You can go on the internet right now and look under Carl Sagan, who was one of the top scientists when I was growing up, and he talks about our place in the universe, and our place is on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. You can find that right now, a residual proof that we were on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. But guess what, folks? In this timeline, we're not on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. You know, we're closer to the center on one of the arms, the Sagittarius arm. So it's kind of like, how did that happen? Well, because there's been a merging of two timelines, which for the most part, people are oblivious of. They try to tell you the Mandela effect is people misremembering. No, it's not about misremembering at all. It's people remembering the old timeline. And the people that were part of the old timeline that merged with this timeline remember things differently because they happened differently. So this goes to show you the timeline stuff's tricky. Now, most of the extraterrestrial community are anticipating another bifurcation of timelines, one timeline going to 5D and one timeline becoming the transhuman agenda. So, you know, you need to be figuring out which timeline you want to be part of, because for my 2 cents, couldn't pay me enough money to become part of the transhuman timeline. And I wish at this point my listeners your success for full consciousness, perfect health, abundance, and success in navigating to the 5D timeline. And I do believe it's going to be happening sooner than later because of a couple of factors. Number one is the total takeover of AI. In my opinion, probably at 5 years at the outside, everybody on this planet will be controlled by the mark of the beast, and they'll be chipped, and you won't have an original thought. You'll be controlled. It'll also cut your connection with source energy. And I don't believe that's going to happen for 1 minute. So I think that there's going to be definitely some big changes in the next 5 years related to timelines. And this would also be, I guess, what they call like the ultimate harvest. I'd like to now share with you the Who Am I technique. Where you place the thought of you become that spot in the center of your forehead, ask the question, who am I? And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.